It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Candy sitting in for Tammy Martin this morning at 9:36. What is your name, good sir?
Todd St. Ors.
How are you?
I'm really good.
I say this like we don't know each other. Right. We haven't met, I know. So, are you from here? This is great. I've been listening to your show for a while now. I've got to run it one time. Mm-hmm. But it is phenomenal. And you actually... Well, tell everybody what you do.
Well, I'm in the indoor air quality business, and we're in a kind of a specialized niche in indoor air quality and building science. Mm-hmm. But we do a lot of duct cleaning. We deal with a lot of unseen issues, because a lot of issues when you have comfort or healthy building or energy efficiency issues in a house, residence, a commercial setting, they're from the duct system. And so that's our specialty or our focus. I've owned the company 30 years in December this year.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, we're going to have our 30th birthday. I can't believe we're 30 years.
Isn't that crazy? Time flies.
It's just like,
it
wow,
seems like you guys have been here forever.
And
you have.
Doing this for 30 years? I can't believe it. So anyways, but we know our strengths. We mm-hmm. have relationships with a lot of HVAC contractors all over town. I am a licensed HVAC contractor in Florida and Alabama.
Wow.
And to clean ductwork, you have to be licensed according to what the state requires, because you're disassembling an HVAC system.
Absolutely.
And you have to have that skill. But I think the most important part, if you're going to have your ductwork cleaned or assessed or remediated, some sort of renovation on your duct system, is you want to have somebody that's certified
right.
and membership in the National Air Duct Cleaners Association, because we have a huge, we have an official standard. It's like a 40-page booklet on how you clean, assess, and remediate an HVAC system,
wow.
including the equipment, the ductwork, doing inspections, doing cleanliness verification, all that sort of thing. So there are people out there that do duct cleaning and do this type of work, and they're not associated with the National Air Duct Cleaners Association. I don't understand why, because they're
why
the
you would
leading
hire them in the first
authority
place.
On
yeah.
all that. And the standard that we have in NADCA, and if you want to follow up on anything like that, NADCA.com, NADCA.com is their website. You can download this publication. And we're hoping and we're seeing more that the commercial bids that we get to do duct cleaning and all that are now following this standard, because it's an ANSI standard, and that doesn't mean anything to anybody other than it's code language. It's written in code language. So it's an international standard. We started this back in 1989 is when they put the first standard out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the international community said, oh, that's probably a pretty good idea. I mean, everybody's got some ducts somewhere mm-hmm. internationally that they're cleaning. So the Italians on board, the Canadians are on board,
mm-hmm.
South America, the Australians.
Wow.
I just went to the National Air Duct Cleaners annual meeting in New Orleans last month. And it's a huge venue. It's a huge gathering of like-minded people that work, and so our association is really strong, and it's really important, I think, that you have people that are aware of the standard. And, to get a technician certified to clean your system, it's called an ASCS, Air Systems Cleaning Specialist.
Mm-hmm.
And, they have to have about a year's training out in the field, and it's a pretty tough exam. I mean, you have to know what you're doing. I was on a committee, I'm still on a committee, that writes certification mm-hmm. exams and
oh,
tests
wow,
and
okay.
all that kind of stuff. So I've been deeply involved.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're ensconced in this whole thing. That's amazing.
I think
amazing.
It's important that when you choose somebody to do some duct cleaning or duct renovation or any work on your duct system, that you have somebody with credibility
sure.
and credentials and experience. Certainly after 29 years, this ain't our first rodeo.
Oh, right, so right. Like, you don't want your neighbor coming in or, Candy going in with a vacuum. I got this. I got this.
I had a
There's
guy,
more to it.
A couple months ago, he's like, just put a leaf blower up in there. Well, and I was like, oh, my God. He goes, well, I did it on the dryer vent. So I thought, And so he made a hole in the ductwork, and he put a leaf blower in there and just blew the stuff out. I was like, how did that work for you? He goes, that's why you're here.
Yeah, right.
I was like, but I think his wife prompted all that, because she saw the mess that it made in the garage and the attic and everything. It's like, okay, mm-hmm. yeah.
So, sure, I bet you get a lot of those calls.
He gets points for being creative.
Absolutely.
But
there's a lot of stuff that you think would work. I bet. Yeah. There's, well, I'm not going to ask you, but I bet there's a lot of times you have to go fix other people's messes.
Yeah, you know, we go behind other companies or we fix things DIY. You know, and if you're a DIY person and you're trying to do something that's not really complicated, call me. I will help you. I'll get you through and kind of give you an expectation of what you can do and what we can do. You can call Gulf Coast Air Care at 850-934-2768. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com, and you can get information. You can send us, pictures or ask for... You know, I need help. I need backup. You know, I go around. I consider myself kind of an indoor air quality educator a little bit.
Right, absolutely.
I'm the Shell Answer Man because I get all these crazy questions like, we didn't know who to call, so we're calling you. We heard you on the radio. I'm like, okay, well, you know, and so we talk over the issue. And, you know, a lot of it is, Candy, you know, this is a humid climate.
Right.
And so we get a lot of mold and microbial growth.
Yeah,
and
sure.
All that kind of
not
stuff.
Not
we
just after hurricanes, but in general, yeah.
Well, because it's humid all the time, you know, and that's a big part of the comfort factor in the indoor space is what's the humidity. And a lot of people don't measure their humidity. They don't know what it is. All they know is like, man, it's sticky in here. Mm-hmm. And that's because your temperature might be right, but your humidity is above 60%. Or to get your humidity down, you've driven that thermostat, you've pushed that down arrow so hard, mm-hmm. and now you're driving the temperature down. It's raining inside the unit or inside the duct or even in the house off the registers because we've pushed the temperature down so far that we've gotten to dew point.
Right.
And by that, I mean, we're sweating like the outside of a glass of iced tea that's sitting out on the back porch.
You're great at painting pictures. You know how you are, but that's true. You're absolutely right.
I had a guy that kind of helped me a long time ago. It hasn't been too long ago. He's a local guy.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to shout out to Eddie Hill. He just had a birthday, the big 5-0. Eddie, happy birthday if you're out there
listening.
Oh, I
worked with Eddie over at
when
he was
TK,
with Clear Channel and TK. Yeah,
and when I first started in radio,
Masters and
he told me that radio is theater of the mind. So I've become good over the years.
You are
of
great
these
at that.
Pictures
yeah,
for,
sure.
You know, like, oh, you know, and sometimes when you're talking to somebody, they can't go in the attic and see what I've just seen.
Absolutely.
Actually, there's a lot of attics I don't go in anymore. And I use the skinny boys on my staff to go up there and take pictures.
My husband was a plumber and he said the same thing.
Right.
I can't go into the house.
I can't fit up in there. But we paint pictures for people or we show them photos so they can gain an understanding of what's going on. Because a lot of duct issues, you know, whether it's cleaning or, you know, hot and cold rooms or, you know, rodent damage. We've had a bunch of these lately. You can't necessarily see that and so it's out of sight, out of mind in a lot of cases. So we have to help people understand the process of how we're going to do the cleaning and then, how we do the inspection. And then I had one the other day and she called me this morning and she said, I got to get the schedule after you showed me her AC blower. And so I pulled the panel off, big chunks of stuff on the blower. And that's not uncommon for us to see. And that should be clean in there. It should not be, and all that stuff, it's pushing that air up into the ductwork and then it eventually comes out in the conditioned space in the house.
Well, what is it? Dust?
Well, it's accumulated
everything.
Dust, particulate, and then it started to grow mold because there's humidity close to
which
the
evaporator. Which is, of course,
coil.
Just like it would. Yeah,
right. So, and, you know, air conditioning system, there is always, you have an evaporator coil, and it's wet all summer long if the AC's running. Right. So you're setting yourself up for, you know, we need to keep maintenance, inspection, and cleaning going on here. And if you let it go, you end up with a kind of a furry, woolly mess. I don't know.
Yeah, and not just with your house, but with your throat, too.
Right.
Like, that gets in your lungs.
Yeah, it spreads. It spreads through. The plenum is the vertical part before it goes into the attic on the horizontal trunk line. And it spreads from there. And then eventually, you know, I use another analogy since we're painting pictures. There,
you're really great at this.
There is a standard that talks about mold, and it's called normal fungal ecology.
Okay.
So normal fungal ecology means that there is a certain amount of spores in everybody's house.
Absolutely.
And I get a lot of people are like, oh, my gosh, I got mold in here, and I want it out. Well, you're going to have – every house is a bucket. So this is the picture that we're about to see. So every house is a bucket, and with normal fungal ecology, there's water in every bucket.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and you go anywhere, you can find mold or spores or allergens, you know, around the seal on the refrigerator or in the bathroom, in the grout, or, you know, anywhere there's moisture. And in a humid climate, you just have a lot of that stuff that's around and you deal with it. So there's water in the bucket. The problem becomes when the bucket overflows. Then we're in category two or three, which is active fungal ecology, or, you know, wet.
Right, right.
You know, something like that. And so when the house overflows, when the bucket overflows, you start seeing black stuff on the ceiling. You're having sneezing and watery eyes and coughing and wheezing. And, you know, just there's a host of breathing problems you mm-hmm. end up with that we call building related illnesses.
Right.
The other thing is, you know, if you get that accumulation in an HVAC system, it becomes very inefficient. So it's trying to push water through a dirty clogged up pipe as opposed to a clean slick one. Mm-hmm. And that efficiency costs you in energy, and it costs in comfort. In other words, you know, the air conditioner runs all the time and we never get this humidity down. We don't get comfortable or whatever.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. My husband, I sound like Borat. My wife, my husband, he had some issues. And actually, I believe it was your company that helped out. He was renting a place and they had mm-hmm. to have everything redone.
Right.
And I don't think it was black mold, but maybe. And this is before we were, you know, together.
Right, right.
But he has breathing problems to this day mm-hmm. Because of what he experienced just from renting an apartment, right. You know, and the air duct wasn't clean out. And you don't notice it because it's like, to paint a picture, it's like, you know, the frog in hot water. You just don't know until you're there.
It happens slowly.
Yeah, but this was like 20 plus years ago. Right. He moved into our house mm-hmm. in 98, and this was in 95. And he's still, to this day, even just a little thing. Like a bug spray
right.
or something.
Sets him off.
Like right. hospital has to send him off. And he called you guys in the first place or the landlord. You know what I mean?
Then he
wouldn't be doing it. It's not a suing issue or anything like that. But
right.
but just golly, like you're saving lives, obviously.
Right. Well, you know, we referee a lot of differences of opinion. So
that's
we'll have real
yeah.
estate transactions,
sure.
buyer and seller. You know, and there's oftentimes a home inspection, but it's not as in-depth as what we do directly on HVAC. And then you got a landlord-tenant scenario where, you know, like the landlord is just like, well, I don't know what the problem is.
Bare minimum,
is.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure,
like, I don't
sure.
want to spend any money
Let
on
me
that.
Just vacuum it out
and
change the filter.
Know,
the
tenants are subject to whatever's going on with the duct system or the microbial growth or the indoor air quality or a high power belt. You know, I had one the other day, and it totally needed to be replaced. And, you know, when she called the landlord, I was there, and, he's like, wow, that can't be. And I was like, okay, well, I felt bad for the lady.
Cause
I was,
yeah.
you know, was there as a professional, as mm-hmm. an expert doing an inspection. And it just, I'm still waiting to hear back on how that one's working out. So, but we see a lot of things. If you have questions or concerns, or, you know, you're not sure who to call, you need a second opinion.
Absolutely.
You know, you're just like, wow, somebody said this. Is this true? Call me at 850-934-2768. GulfCoastAirCare.com is our website. You can use info@GulfCoastAirCare. That email address gets disseminated to me and mm-hmm. the office manager. So we can help you figure out what's going on as far as, you know, that, like, I have questions and I'm going to, you know, I
sure.
need guidance.
I saw, like, on you have a mailer that you send out, the letter.
We've been doing a newsletter 11 years.
God, and not just full of great ideas, of course, and how to help
right.
yourself, but customer service, and it talks about that, plus your thoughts for April. And
yeah,
I write a little column.
And, you know,
I love this.
So I'm I just did May's, and mm-hmm. I put my book list on there, like what I've been reading lately. And then music, I'm a big music guy. I love going to music festivals, hearing
okay.
live music.
Who are some of your favorite bands?
I'm a bluegrass guy, so everybody I say you've never heard of, you know, Green Sky Bluegrass is a big name now. Mm-hmm. The Steep Canyon Rangers, they were around for a festival we went to last month, and people go, never heard of them.
No, it's a specialized. So, I love that, though.
But anyways, I just love live music, and so I'll give you some recommendations mm-hmm. on music and enjoyment, because life is more than just hammering away about, you know, dirty ducks and all that. And so that's what we try to do with our, the name of our newsletter is called Air Notes. My daughter is a musician.
Air Notes. Oh, I love
and
it.
She does her jingle
play?
on the, you know, like, hit it, Sarah. Yeah,
care.
You know. So,
yeah.
And so that's when I started years ago. Yeah, serious clean. Anyways,
that's right, right, right. Oh,
so
you tell her I said hi, and she does great.
We did a thing called Air Notes, and there's some mm-hmm. musical kind of deal on there. So, and I just music moves me through my life.
Sure.
In addition to all the other stuff that, you know, I mm-hmm. have going on. We all have crazy lives and all that, and you got to find the thing that brings you joy.
Right.
And outside of working and helping people, music is my jam. And
it's then, so funny because they don't just refer to you as the air care guy. Like, you're part of the family. Even when you walk in here, oh, that's him.
Oh, yeah.
Come
yeah.
on in, you know, I've, not just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you go to a place and you always see familiar faces.
That's
you know,
right. You are
right
Norm
spot,
from Cheers so. Everywhere. And I'm a lifesaver. One of the things I noticed on here, though, is spring cleaning.
Right.
Look inside for info on spring cleaning. And how often should you have your system cleaned?
Well, and that's a great question. I get that question frequently. And so in the NADCA standard, which is what we like to work to, they say you should have an inspection done at a minimum once a year. And I think here in the long HVAC season we have mm-hmm. throughout the spring and summer,
yes.
that's really important. 6 to 7 months your air conditioner is going to run.
Absolutely.
To keep you comfortable and healthy.
Minimum,
and, yeah.
right.
So every year, the absolute minimum you should do is have a spring or an inspection before going into that hot summer month, because you never know what's going to happen when you're driving that air conditioner really hard. You get over there and you're going to have all these people over for a barbecue on 4th of July and, you know, it ain't broke. Let's not fix it. That's an old Navy thing, but that necessarily, I don't know, that can bite you.
Right.
And if you haven't had somebody look at that system in 2 or 3 years, I mean, you're flying by the seat of your pants.
Yeah,
you got to be
you're
careful.
You're going to have a hot, stinky house
in
no time.
Right.
Ask me how I know. No, just kidding. No, but it is. That's the worst time to call,
right.
probably, when you have
Absolutely.
This. I mean, there's never a bad time to call you. But, so, yeah, you don't want to be calling in an emergency. You
well, I spent a lot of time in the Navy, and we used to have this mm-hmm. saying about prior planning prevents poor performance.
Sure.
There's an extra P
Makes
in there.
Sense.
So, anyways.
Absolutely.
And I just think that it's really important to heed the warnings and the mm-hmm. recommendations that are out there in these standards. It's not just me making this up. You know, the American Society for Heating and Air Conditioning
sure.
Engineers and the NADCA standard and all the people that hold, you know, they say, how often should you have your dryer vent cleaned? The National Fire Prevention Agency, which will help you avoid a dryer vent fire,
says
once a year.
That was mind-blowing. I had no idea.
It's like, a dryer vent fire in a house with a dryer going is like a stage 5 afterburner on Blue Angels. It is not a good thing.
Absolutely.
So, get your stuff looked at least once a year. If you haven't had a checkup done, you can call us, and we'll put you on the schedule. Get a look at how your system's going and what you should expect throughout the summer. Cleanliness is, that's a really important part of having a clean, efficient system that gets through its entire service life. And I think that's important. And I'm in the mechanical hygiene business.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important for us to make sure that, you know, when we say it's clean, that it's, you know, as close to new as you can get it. Mm-hmm. We've got some tools, we've got products, we've got specialty items that we use to make sure that what we're doing is the most viable, best thing, best outcome for people when they, call for duct cleaning or dryer vent cleaning and air filtration. I had a little blurb about air filtration.
Mm-hmm.
All I'll say is if you don't have a good air filter.
You are one.
Ah, there we go.
So
Candy's a listener, yes.
I'm 100% one, absolutely. No, and my
Call
husband
and response.
I, we
it
say
works.
That to each other all the time because of that. And that's true, though, because we've had, you know, like
right.
those times.
If you don't have an easy, simple, kind of a non-complicated air filter, I can mm-hmm. help you with that, and then you'll be more apt to change it more frequently. And, you know, the air
How often
filter,
should you change your air filter?
Well, we recommend on our AirSafe filter, we recommend once a month. But it depends on how you run the thermostat, how clean your house is, the size of the filter, you know,
Why
the traffic in the house,
no,
the
kidding,
number
yeah.
of people, pets.
No, sure, absolutely.
Animals,
yeah.
you know, people going through. So there's a lot of factors, but not once or twice a year. You know, some people get away with quarterly. It just depends on, you know, and we have an easy way for you to be able to determine if you should clean it, change the air filter on ours, the AirSafe filter. So, but if we can help you with filtration, you know, please call us 850-934-2768, GulfCoastAirCare.com. There is a cool video on our website that my son made.
Your kids are in the business too.
Well, yeah. My yeah. oldest son works for us. He's kind of our, mm-hmm. we're grooming him as a manager in the
it.
Future. And then, of course, Sarah Shea's done the jingle forever. Mm-hmm. She lives in New Orleans. So
oh, good.
I
yeah.
have to get her back over here. The jingle that we have currently is really works well. So.
Yeah, she's great.
And then my youngest son, he was a skateboarder back in the day, and he made tons of videos. He got mm-hmm. all of his buddies sponsored. And I said, hey, can you help me with a video? So we did an air filter video on changing the air filter, and it's on our website. You can go there and look
That's
at it.
That's cool.
Wow, that looks like it would really control my dust and help with, you know, dust and particulate control. And there's a few factors that go into air filtration, but if we can help you with something simple, 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com is where that video is.
Man, and that's great. I'm going to go watch the video after this. Well, it's after like the pep talk.
It's less than a minute. I think it's a minute 13.
No, maybe. But the stuff is really eye-opening too. And again, like I didn't realize the problems you could have if you don't clean your air filter. And it was my husband pointing it out. And he did say, well, if you don't have an air filter, good air filter, you are one. And I was like,
who have you been listening to?
Right, exactly. And then he told me the story of how, just years ago, and he still has breathing problems. So this way, I mean, you are preventing at the smallest,
Well, and I have to confess, my employees, we're under the OSHA standard for respirators because of where we put our heads and our bodies into these places. Mm-hmm. And I'm now being treated with asthma medication when I get to week.
Because
I've stuck my head in every nasty air conditioner in town for the last 30 years.
Of course. I was going to ask if it affected you guys.
You have to protect yourself, Sure. And I go into houses and I think, man, I'm just here for an inspection for a few minutes. How the heck are they living with this amount of buildup?
It's a hazmat thing. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I bet absolutely. You've seen some. I won't ask you to call anybody out.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give you a list.
Oh, my gosh. I got stories as long as my arm about every imaginable
thing.
What's
the weirdest thing you found crammed in one?
One day I went under this house to do an inspection, and it was a pretty good-sized house. It was kind of on a hill near Bayou Tahar. Mm-hmm. And I looked back in the back there. It was dark. I had a smaller flashlight. I have a really bright headlamp now. And I saw these two green eyes they had a lot of distance between the eyes. And I looked back. I was like, oh, my gosh, look how wide the gap is between those two. I'm not going back.
What was it? Do you know?
It didn't come out while I was there.
Oh, man.
I backed out of that thing. But there was something up under this house.
And I shined a light on it,
I was like, oh, man, this is not good. I'm going. So... Anyways, they did later say, I think that there was raccoons living up under that house, but that was a gigantor raccoon that was up under there or whatever it was. It scared
they could be pretty terrifying.
Heck out of me, So now they have the young guys, the skinny guys, like, all right, you fellas, I can't fit up under here. I need you guys to go in there and see what's going on with that. Inspection.
Sure. Oh, I bet. I guess I bet you have a litany of stories.
Right? Oh, my gosh. We found dead rodents and, people call us like, I'm staying in a hotel. I can't go to my house. It's so bad. And we go over there. There was a squirrel that was kind of ground up. He got all the way down into the air conditioner and got into the fan. When it kicked on, it was not, it was lights out for that squirrel. So,
hell of a smell.
It was horrible. So, but we see a lot of different things. And so if we can help you, call us at 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
And if you don't have a good air filter,
you are one.
That's great. Thank you so much for coming in. Golly, it's
good
such
to
a
talk.
Pleasure to see you again, and we will see you again. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.